Friday. What does it mean?
End of the week, look back, what it was, what it is, what we did, what we didn't. End of the week of getting out of bed with the alarm ringing at your head instead of getting ready for the weekend. Let's go through the week, little bit of brownie, little bit of Chrissy, somewhere between there's hang necks all free, cheap, cheap times, I'll break this Friday.
We put our hands up to the start of the weekend with the cheap sheet of the week.
Good morning, everybody.
Before I get started, I've got one question.
Have you ever bought or rented a videotape that wasn't quite right?
Monday, Sam was asked about his time as a vice deputy captain person on the footy field.
Well, talk about your experience as a deputy vice captain, Sam. What did that bring? What did that role sort of bring to the table?
Officially, nothing. Seriously, I was named as a deputy vice captain once, Max, and I had to work out that there was about six players that would have to have not played that week for me to be captain.
If you heard that gigantic, lovable, goofy laugh in the background of that, that was Max Gorn. He was on the show. And I don't know where the hell he was broadcasting from, but it sounded quite hectic.
Port still have to do a fair bit of travel and will be travelling throughout the final series, but I'd say that's one of the big advantages in Brisbane's side.
Hopefully this is not the last time we speak to Max, but the next time we do speak to him, I hope he does it in the aviary where he is at the moment.
And we had our final goodbye to Max Gorn of the year. I'm pretty sure we'll talk to him again, but, you know, this happened.
We will say hello to you again before the end of the year, but thanks for being part of our family this year. We freaking love you.
Thanks for waking me up early on that Monday. It was good.
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry. Biggest apologies. By the way, my final thoughts are your team are losers.
Thank you, Gloria Gaynor. If you want to feel great, listen to Gloria Gaynor. Seriously. Anyway, we talked about Miley Cyrus covering Crowded House.
Hey now, hey now, dream it's over.
Oh, I remember when she covered this.
Yeah, she did this with Ariana, and I like to think that she was introduced to that by her...
Hemo.
By Hemo. Oh, we call him Hemo,
yes.
Do we?
Yes. Hemo.
Her ex-husband, Hemo.
Liam.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
Who's never been called Hemo.
Bull, everyone calls him Hemo.
I've never heard him called Hemo.
After Hemo chat, Sam brought us an interesting thing where an MMA fighter received a phone call from the President of the United States of America and then said these words.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. You gave me the dragon energy when you shook my hand.
Dragon energy.
Dragon energy.
That was my nickname in high school. Dragon energy. Look out. Here comes dragon energy.
They'd be chanting like, yeah. Dragon, 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 dragon.
In my mind.
yeah, that is the theme to Double Dragon from the Nintendo Entertainment System. Yeah, I'm a nerd. What are you going to do about it? I grew up on video games and I like space. But that also makes me very sexy. You know what people like? Intelligence, confidence, and just the ability to listen. That's what nerds do. And nerds are sexy. Okay, Sam watched The Bounce on Sunday night and he brought something to our attention that was just spectacular.
A new segment called The Bounce Has Got Talent. And last night was the dancing version, right? So Cameron Mooney is in cowboy gear and his dance for the chief as the judge was line dancing, right?
Ooh.
So I'm just going to set the scene. He's dancing. Mm. On the couch is Shani Layton, Gazy and Bernie Vince and they're all laughing. Wait for Gazy's genuine reaction of joy and critique of Cameron Mooney's line dancing at the end.
That is great!
Yes, mate!
I thought it was going to be shit!
Dino told us his childhood crush. And I was not predicting this.
Yours was Noni Hazelhurst.
Big time, big time.
From like Monkey Grip or Play School?
Play School in 1990 when I was five. She lit a flame inside me.
The flame died out.
She wouldn't take any.
Speech. She's a nice lady.
She wouldn't take any nonsense from you, young man.
She wouldn't. That's what I want.
What about that clip from Brownie straight into a compliment? Yeah, the flame went out during that Logie speech. She's a great woman.
Is it all in one sentence? No.
He realised when I said she's a great woman is, oh, we're not heaping shit on Noni Hazelhurst.
Sam gave us some Dancing with the Stars news.
Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars in the States had her first dance. Mm. I wonder what song they went with, Swanee. They did. That's what she danced to.
Was her dance partner still alive?
No, he went missing during the break.
This wasn't a great result for a good show and a good question.
Did you watch Mandalorian Season 1?
No.
Good.
I have, and all I can say is watch it. It's unbelievable. Brownie offered us a tidbit.
Stefan Edberg hit an errant serve that hit a linesman in the groin, and the linesman fell over and hit his head and died. He died right there on the court.
Right? That's the only thing that would bring me back to tennis.
That's pretty dark. Let's move on to something else.
You know, they say to put perfume on the areas that you want to be kissed. So, where do you want to be kissed?
All over.
Don't lean into the microphone when you say that.
No,
right?
Do it one more time.
All over.
Oh. And especially don't look at me when you say that either.
We had Jokes Aren't Funny, and Kate from Narnagoon gave Sam a bit of a drive-by. Narnagoon. It's fun to say, isn't it?
Kate from Narnagoon.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Can I just say, full disclosure, you know I don't really like or enjoy this segment, don't you, Kate?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Not a week.
No one.
Not a week.
It's not just this segment. That would be the whole show, Kate, wouldn't you? Know,
like, Fridays are probably the best, then.
Chrissy Swan said something that I tend to agree with. It's not a rare thing. We agree on a lot of things. In fact, most things. It may have just sounded like we disagree on a lot of things and finally we do, but generally, Chrissy and I agree on everything. Play the grab, Timbo. Okay, I will.
I like a rose bush. I like a rose in a bunch. I just don't like a rose bush growing out of the ground.
Because of the thorns?
They're reedy and thorny, and there's just not enough return for flower to leaf ratio.
Well, that struck you too, Sam, because you've got magnificent roses at your place.
I don't talk about my personal life.
That was pretty funny. I know what you're thinking. Come on. Please do it. Please, you got to do it. Well, fine. I will. I don't know. I'm feeling a little crazy. Is everyone feeling a little crazy? Come on. Let's hear it for Seal. What a great day. Dino asked a very confident, sexy nerd, Ray Martin, a very great question.
Ray, you're a confident man. You need it with your job. But do you have, like, karaoke confidence? Would you be quick to pick up a microphone on a karaoke night and smash something out?
Yeah, if I'm smashed, be the operative word. If I'm smashed, I'm...
Chrissy did that classic thing she does when she overreached. Again.
How many higher or lower? How many albums do you reckon that song sold?
Oh, God. 45 million.
You've done it.
It's a tumble. Where is this?
He's done it again.
I really tried not to.
Can you give me a go? Can you give me a go?
How many albums did that sell with that song on it?
4 billion. Is it 4 billion?
Sam solved a maths equation which none of us were able to solve. It was quite impressive.
A bat and a ball cost $1.10, and the bat is a dollar more than the ball.
So one is $1.05 and one is 5 cents.
He got it. You're the only one who got it.
Mate, you're a genius.
You're a genius. My God, you were really wasted in that Clifton Hill bottle shop, mate.
No, the markups are good. I could do the markups.
And finally, that's it from me. But firstly, I'd like to say a big happy birthday to my great friend Dean. Thank you for spending an amazing 6 years with me here at Nova. You've kept me here, you've kept me sane, and we've just had a beautiful time together. I cannot wait for the rest of our lives to just laugh and talk politics. You're a beautiful man. That's it from me. Have a great weekend. Bye!
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, Ripper Show will be back tomorrow. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, oh, unless it's a weekend.
Nova 100.